We keep a poet in the closet, where we store folding chairs and empty baskets. He bangs on padlocked doors and shouts about the angle of the light, emptiness of baskets, emptiness of chairs. "That's great," we yell. "Keep writing." We sneak in while he sleeps to steal his paper. Some days, he slides haiku beneath the door, pleading on holiday linens, a podium mic, and a pitcher of water with a single glass. "Profound," we holler, stuff syllables in our mouths, chew them up, swallow. We can't let him out because he'll notice everything first. He'll sprint ahead of us around the room, stealing it forever. Our own narrow words flapping behind, trailing red ribbons of the runners up. It will always be the anthem of his nation, his bright flag, his victory lap to our slow panting. So we make copies of the key and wear them on blue thread around our necks, medals of a sort, simple, fair head start.